Story number 32, from the Discourses of Jalaluddin Rumi, number 19. It is related that some people once said to Tajuddin Kubai, "These learned men come among us and cause the people to lose their belief in religion." "No," he answered, "they can't come among us and make us unbelievers. They can do that only if, God forbid, they be from among us. For example, if you put a gold collar on a dog, it's not going to be called a hunting dog because of the collar. The ability to hunt is inherent in a dog, whether it has a collar of gold or of wool. A man is not a scholar by virtue of his cloak and turban. Scholarship is a virtue in one's essence, and it makes no difference whether that virtue be under a cloak or under a tunic. At the time of the Prophet, there were some who had designs on religion. In order to undermine the faith of mere ritual imitators, they garbed themselves in the prayer robe, because they would have been unable to succeed in their plot without making themselves out to be Muslims. If a European or a Jew were to impugn the faith, who would listen to him? You have the light, but you have no humanity. Woe be unto those who pray and who are negligent at their prayer, who play the hypocrite and deny necessaries to the needy." These words sum it all up. You have the light, but you have no humanity. Seek humanity, for that is the goal. The rest is a lot of talk. When talk goes on too long, the purpose is easily forgotten. A greengrocer who once loved a lady sent a message with the lady's maid saying, "I am thus and I am so. I am in love, I burn, I have no peace, I am tormented. Yesterday I was so, last night such befell me." And thus he went on at great length. When the maid came to her mistress, she said, "The greengrocer sends his regards and says he wants to do thus and so with you." "So bluntly?" asked the lady. "Well," replied the maid, "he made a long story, but that was the gist of it. It's the gist that counts. The rest just gives you a headache."